Of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Seasonal sporty greetings, Yeheus, and happy holidays to all our Voice of America listeners. Nigeria will once again host the annual African Football Awards ceremony next month. The festivities will be held on January 7th in Abuja. The previous gala to honor 2014 award winners was held in Nigeria's commercial capital of Lagos. In this sunny side of sports highlight for 2015, let's listen in again to a report from our friend in Lagos, Segun Dot on the spot, Adeyemi.
The highlight of the gala night was the announcement of Ivorian midfielder Yaya Toure as the 2014 African Player of the Year. The 31-year-old Toure thus becomes the first player to win the award four consecutive times.
I want to thank Allah for all this achievement, you know. I've been very blessed all this year, you know. As well, I want to thank the football fans. And as well, I want to thank the CAF with the president and as well all the guys, his committee as well. Thank you to Africa.
Coaches of national associations affiliated to African soccer's governing body, CAF, voted overwhelmingly to make Toure the winner. Toure got a total of 175 votes to beat Gabonese forward Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who got 120 votes, and Nigeria's star goalkeeper Vincent Nyama, who secured 105 votes. Toure was not the only winner of the Night of Glitz and Glamour, but we'll get to that later. The annual GloCAF Awards ceremony is always a combination of football and music, and the 2014 edition was not different. The announcement of the winners of the various categories was done in between musical interludes that featured the best in African music industry. One of them, Nigerian star Flavor, got the show onto a good start with some incredible female dancers entertaining the crowd that included the creme de la creme of African football, headed by CAF President Issa Hayatou. There was also the legendary South African trumpeter Hugh Masekela, who got a standing ovation. And then there was an energetic tribute to African football anthems by the Soweto Gospel Choir from South Africa and the masked Afro-Calypso artist from Nigeria, Lagbaja. The representative of the sponsors, Mrs. Gladys Talabi, also addressed the gathering.
The quality of football on the continent is growing in leaps and bounds. We note with pride and a sense of fulfillment that one of the major contributory factors to the rising profile of football on the continent is the GloCAF Awards. We are proud to contribute to the resurgence of a game from which our people derive their biggest passion. On our part in Globacom, we wish to reiterate our commitment to do more for African football.
That was Mrs. Gladys Talabi, Executive Director, Legal Services at Globacom, the Nigerian telecommunications company sponsoring the annual GloCAF Awards. Now, let's quickly give a rundown of the winners in the other categories of the 2014 GloCAF Awards. African Player of the Year, based in Africa, Fami Mubele Ndombe of the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DR Congo. Women's Player of the Year, Asisatu Shuala of Nigeria, a double winner on the night as he also won the Youth Player of the Year award. Most Promising Talent, Yassin Brahimi of Algeria. Coach of the Year, Karadin Madoui of Algeria. National Team of the Year, Algeria. Women's National Team of the Year, Nigeria. Club of the Year, Antoine Setif of Algeria. Referee of the Year, Papa Bakri Gassama of the Gambia. Football Leader of the Year, Moise Katumbi Chapwe, President of TP Mazembe of DR Congo. African Legend Award, Oryx Club of Cameroon, winner of the maiden edition of the CAF Champions League in 1964, and then CAF's finest 11. Goalkeeper Vincent Nyama of Nigeria. Defenders John Kasulula, DR Congo, Mehdi Benatia, Morocco, Stephane Mbia, Cameroon, and Kwadwo Asamoah, Ghana. Midfielders Yaya Toure, Ivory Coast, Yassine Brahimi, Algeria, Fakhreddin Ben Youssouf, Tunisia, and Ahmed Musa, Nigeria. And forwards, Asamoah Gyan of Ghana and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, Gabon. Just like the gala night started, it rounded off with music. Again, Flavor, who was later joined by the other performers of the night, sang out the ceremony with the Globacom anthem. For the sunny side of sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Joining us once again on the sunny side of sports is David Legg, our African football guru. Seasonal sporty greetings, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, we're in the end-of-year award season. And on that note, the Confederation of African Football winnowing its lists for its major awards. How about an update for our VOA football fans?
Certainly, Sonny. And the big one, of course, is the African Footballer of the Year. That's the greatest individual honor that can be bestowed on any African footballer within Africa. Our older listeners will remember way back in 1995, we had that sensational year for Africa when George Weah from Liberia, he won not only the African Footballer of the Year, he also won the European Footballer of the Year and the World Footballer of the Year. But as far as awards in Africa are concerned, the African Footballer of the Year is the big one. We're down to the final three, Sonny, and no real surprises. It's Yaya Toure, who's bidding for an amazing fifth straight title. He's already got the record with four in a row. The previous record was Samuel Eto'o of Cameroon with three in a row, so that's been overtaken. And Yaya Toure, Sonny, he's threatening to just go down in history because it's going to be very difficult to match five in a row. But he's got to be the favorite. And he's up against Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, a person we mention almost weekly on the sunny side of sport because every week he seems to be banging in goals in Germany for Borussia Dortmund. And then André Ayew formerly played in France. He's now playing very well for Swansea in England. And, of course, he is one of the sons of the legendary Ghanaian Abede Pele. I've also had quite a few emails, Sonny, on the issue of Mahrez, the player who got the hat-trick just last weekend for Leicester City. And I think we've got to put him in the unlucky file. I think his recent form has been outstanding. But, of course, some of these selections were made just a little while ago. So I think the timing, he may have been a victim of that. But I think, Sonny, truthfully, I would have him in my top three with Aubameyang and Yaya Toure. I think Yaya Toure is the favorite. And my prediction is that Aubameyang will, for the second year in a row, will be the runner-up. But his turn will come if he keeps on banging in those goals. The second award, Sonny, is the Africa-based Football of the Year. A complaint in the past has been because most, if not all, of the top African footballers are actually playing overseas, that the Africa-based stars were being ignored. To rectify this problem, they brought in this Africa-based award. And I guess, again, not surprisingly, two of the three finalists are coming from TP Mazembe of the Democratic Republic of Congo. They are, of course, the winners this year of the CAF Champions League. One is the veteran goalkeeper, Robert Kidiaba. He's now 39 years of age, and he is, of course, famous for the bouncing bottom goal celebration. Initially, he was well known to Africans, and then in 2010, became known worldwide when he did it during the FIFA Club World Cup. The other Mazembe player is Mbwana Samata. He is a Tanzanian, and he was the joint leading scorer this year in the Champions League. The third finalist is Baghdad Bounedjad. He is an Algerian. He plays for Etoile Sahel of Tunisia. And it was his goal to play the key role in Etoile Sahel winning the CAF Confederation Cup this year. I see it, Sonny, as a straight fight between Samata and Kidiaba. I think sentiment might sway it towards Kidiaba, but on pure form, I think Samata would be a deserving winner of that award. If we turn then to the team award, and here it's really interesting because of the five selections, three are underage teams. You've got the Mali under-17 team. You've got the Nigeria under-17 team. A reminder that they were the teams that fought it out for the FIFA under-17 World Cup, Nigeria winning 2-0. You've then got the Nigerian under-23 team, bronze medalists at the African Games in Congo-Brazzaville, and much more recently, the winners of the Olympic Games qualifying tournament in Senegal. Then, again, predictably, you've got the Ivory Coast and Ghana senior teams. They are the two countries who contested the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations final, Ivory Coast winning after extra time in a penalty shootout. So you have to say, Sonny, when it comes to the team award, very deserving finalists, and it's going to be difficult to decide there. We've also got five contenders for the coach of the year. You've got the two under-17 FIFA World Cup coaches, Emmanuel Amuneke of Nigeria and Baye Ba of Mali. You've got Fawzi Benzati. He's the veteran Tunisian who guided Etoile Sahel to the Confederation Cup title. You've got Herve Renard, a Frenchman, the only person to guide two different countries to the Africa Cup of Nations title. He did it in 2012 with Zambia, and he did it this year with the Ivory Coast. And another Frenchman in contention, Patrice Carteron, he guided Mazembe to the 2015 CAF Champions League title. So keen competition there as well.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. VOA! I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the